A weak solidarity, Bricky Team listener, when the Minister for Being Offensive and Trained Killing Richard Mauls the Bad Guys is stuck in the emergency department at Canberra Hospital as he awaits a tongue shiatomy, having his tongue cleaned after returning from the US of the UN of the US of the world, finding it coated with a thick brown substance. Still a successful visit, as he succeeded in handing millions and millions of our money to the US of Merchants of Death nuclear killing industry. Although obviously that wasn't enough, exploiting the US of on trade, exporting all that money to the US of. Thus, true blue was he happily agreeing with US of Supremo Donald Trevor the Poor's demands to hand over millions and millions more, 25% more tariff on those exports. With his renowned gratitude and modesty, Donald showed his appreciation for Trubler was he subsidising the US of train killer nuclear program by declaring a 25% tariff on everything else Trubler was he sends to the US, as well as the millions and millions. The good news, Richard and Big Supremo Anthony Albanese and the Minister for Going Overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect, penny left-wing chorist, is that the millions will deliver us our very own nuclear trained killer toys for the boys and girls, Penny chided the boys, leading to much laughter in Washington. They think they're going to get our nuclear killers. They fell about. Fat chance. When's their next installment due? Plus 25%, the greatest 25% ever, ever. Oh, they rolled about at the fun. Apology, we attempted to interview state socialist Supremo Jacinta Alien to Workers to get her impressions of the Werribee by-election, but her office told us she was very, very busy practicing her skills on the Tim Palace dartboard. We know big economic guru Jim Chalmers Capital knows people are doing it tough. See, empathy. And we know caring business class party Supremo and would-be big Supremo, Constable Peter Duffer, knows only he can help people doing it tough. He is, if nothing else, all empathy. Other than for the odd exception, undeserving of empathy, like evil pro-terrorists waving non-land, non-people symbol of terror flags, or wearing terrorist kaffirs, or spouting anti-Semitic hatred against the slaughter, destruction and genocide of the Semitic non-land, non-people, or joining evil unions, or demanding crippling work practices like wages and conditions, or exploiting the legal system by delaying essential fossils, that sort of antisocial behaviour. But I raise this because we can but imagine how much more we'd be doing it tough but for the foresight of past socialist and caring business class state and federal governments, which have privatised any government service which turns over a neat little profit, so we can enjoy the promised efficiency of the private sector and cost savings that entails. A prime example in our mother country, where people are enjoying the benefits of privatised water. Although a government committee has been a touch critical of the sundry water corporations, suggesting their environmental and financial performances may leave just a little to be desired, like Southern Water customers being left without any water at all for days. Proudly, our very own international corporation, Macquarie's Bank, is a major shareholder. The committee pointing out the water boards paid themselves huge dividends rather than invest in maintaining their assets. But the bloody authorities are being particularly recalcitrant, for after Southern asked for a mere 80% price rise on the already huge prices, well, we can't expect the shareholders to foot the bill for their mismanagement, the authority approving a pathetic increase of a mere 53%. Leaving us to ponder what those lucky, lucky customers would be paying if it was still in public hands. Lucky, lucky customers enjoying the efficiency of the private sector. Constable Duffer's empathy is displayed by his concern for families doing it tough, exemplified this week by his promise to abandon the motor vehicle emission targets the socialists imposed on the motor industry, designed, he said, to please inner city green voters. voters undeserving of any of his reservoir of empathy, which is why Pete explained the Albanese government has done so much damage to families living in the suburbs, finding it harder for families to buy a vehicle in a cost of living crisis. Like, you know, damage, like difficult, you know, like backing calls by the industry that it is finding it difficult to meet the new standards than throwing up the obvious solution. Drop the standards. See, it's too difficult for us to stop polluting, so we'll just have to go on polluting. Look, we'd love to stop polluting if we could afford it. At the moment, the government considering the matter, the industry's balanced advice, and, well, Constable Duffer says they should abandon the attack on families, suburban families, as opposed to inner-city green non-families, so they probably will. We commemorated the 17th anniversary of former Big Supremo Little Kebby Rod for the Workers' Apology by releasing the latest Widening the Gap year-by-year report. And as they showed Parliament with little Kevy apologising, I looked and looked and looked, but just couldn't see Constable Duffer in the House. Perhaps his empathy for Terra Nullius non-land, non-people goes so deep, he couldn't have controlled his emotions. He certainly put his finger on the solution to that annual Widening the Gap expanse, an inquiry into their sex lives. Mentioned last week, Sam Kerr, charged with calling a copper white and stupid, pointing out he is white and a copper. So where's the crime? Well, the prosecutor put to the jury, thankfully unsuccessfully, what would you think if she'd called him black? And I thought, well, obviously, they'd think she was colourblind. Reluctantly, we must criticise the Hayseed and Sheepshed Party for its disgraceful treatment of a great servant of the party and of the country, our old mate Barnacle. They've banned him, Barnacle, from campaigning outside his electorate in the federal election campaign, some rubbish about electoral liability. And for some inexplicable reason, the Socialist Party's odds blew out at the news. And after all the socialists have done to adopt every policy and position the caring business class, Hayseed and Sheepshed Coalition have ordered them to adopt, we might have thought a bit of quid pro quo wouldn't go astray. On a positive note, in the picture I saw, Barnacle appeared to be in a vertical position, or as vertical as is possible, and not horizontal, mumbling into his phone. Electoral liability? Shame, Hayseed and Sheepshit lot, shame. The Congratulations for Your Self-Awareness Award of the Week. During the break, the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin ran a series of self-promotion, oh-so-modest full-page ads. 2025, a year full of promise. We love Victoria. We do let facts get in the way of a good story because that's what facts do. They get in the way of wild theories, sensational headlines and stories that are just too good to be true. And that's the point. Real journalism is about getting the story right. And another big slogan, the difference between a post and a story, journalism. Journalism doesn't guess, it checks the facts. Because when it comes to reporting the news, facts matter, context matters, and above all, the truth matters. Showing that at least the news very limited lot are aware of what real news, real journalism, real objectivity, real balance is like. All the things they are not. And we can be sure they'll keep loving Victoria as long as Victorians keep channeling their hard-earned in Lord Rupert's direction. Lord Rupert, congratulations. Your Self-Awareness Award of the Week is on the way. And the Caesar Rendering Under Caesar Award, the four High Court beaks. No. Let's background this. For a long time, there have been complaints about Queensland Family Court Judge Sal Vasta, real name, culminating in the federal court awarding $309,500 damages against Vasta and the Commonwealth and state governments over a massive miscarriage of justice in which Vasta slotted a bloke for contempt of court. In a sensible decision, the four High Court beaks upheld Vasta's appeal, The federal court got it wrong because they ruled judges cannot be sued no matter how egregious their error. They can sue others to their legal heart's content, but no one can sue them. High Court judges, your Caesar rendering under Caesar award is on its way. And Vasta et al. Can go on stuffing up people's lives with impunity. Leaving the federal and state public purses, we assume, to pick up the 300-plus grand bill. Lord Rupert's dedication to news very limited, epitomised by his report that the Sunday rallies, pro-Palestine protests, he calls them, are going monthly. Now, I feel our description of the weekly rallies might differ slightly from Lord Rupert's balanced, check-the-facts, true journalisms, some of which have led to arrests and clashes with police and pro-Israel groups. The Premier condemning the disruption in our streets. The decision will come as welcome news to many in the Jewish community who fear going into the CBD on Sunday. See, unbiased, balanced objectivity. Like, well, finally, feel the response might be a bit disproportionate when of the thousands and thousands and thousands of healthcare workers in Trublowazi, exactly 2.00000% make an obviously pretty dreadful statement, and to a Zionist interviewer also showing their naivety, while communities are afraid to go anywhere near a healthcare worker because they're all out to kill us. A bit of proportion wouldn't go astray, especially when, as Zion Supremo Benjamin Not Another Yahoo and his newfound marionette Donald Trump of the Poor are itching to go on slaughtering and destroying the genocide that is seen as civilized normality. And sadly, it is the normality bit, uncivilized normality. Good morning.